Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Okay, welcome to another edition of Straight Talk Solarcast. I'm your host, Jamie Duran. And I'm also the owner of Solar Harmonics in Brentwood, California. Today's topic regarding solar is actually going to be not quite on solar, but about electric cars, but more specifically on commuting. So there's a ton of people actually, you know, in our town of Brentwood here. 73% of the population leaves every morning to drive somewhere outside of Brentwood. And I'd say probably 90% of them are driving in internal combustion engine cars that use a lot of gas. And the reason it has to do with solar is because a lot of these people can be driving electrically. There's some really exciting new electric cars coming out with higher ranges. So it's going to make it a lot more attractive for people who do commute a lot to actually drive electric. And then when they drive electric, there's a ton of benefits. First, when they have an electric car, they qualify for an electric vehicle rate with PG&E. So that gives them a lower cost to charge their electric car. If they charge it after 9 p.m. on any day of the week, then they're paying the lowest rates that PG&E charges. If they have an electric vehicle charger in their garage that charges up the car, then that actually is using a 220 volt line, so it can charge up the car pretty fast, generally about 2 to 3 hours to go from a zero to completely full charge. And so the result is most people, and of course it depends on the electric car, depends on the annual or the daily mileage that people are driving. But in general, it's only about $10 to $20 a month that we're estimating that's being added onto the electricity bill for driving electrically. So that's a huge savings, of course. But then the next point is that electric cars require much less servicing than internal combustion cars. So there's no water pump, no oil pump, no transmission, no exhaust system. So there's a lot fewer things that can go wrong with an electric car. Of course, you have to get the brakes serviced, air conditioning serviced. There is, in general, there's another battery that is used to start up the car. So that also needs to be maintained or replaced. But most of these items are maintenance items, not necessarily things that will strand you on the side of the road. Like a water pump going out, or an oil pump going out, or a bunch of other things. So we really think that it's a great evolution to drive electrically. Even the plug-in hybrids, Chevy Volt is a great, great car. Most people who have them are very, very happy with the car, the performance, the battery life, and so forth. What they're really disappointed is that Chevy has decided to discontinue that. So the good news, though, is that plenty of other manufacturers are coming out with their own car. One of the ones I'm most excited to hear about is and see when it comes out is the Hyundai Kona, their electric vehicle. So it's a small SUV similar to like a Toyota RAV4 or Honda CR-V in that same size, like a small SUV. And then it's definitely, it has a much higher range than most cars. So from what I'm seeing, it has a 270 mile range. So it's not a $100,000 vehicle either, which is one of the big things that people are turned off about with the electric cars, the high end electric cars that are out there, specifically Tesla, that They are great cars. Oh my God, probably the best American car ever made. And it's just so expensive. So spending $110,000 or $120,000 on a Tesla Model S is puts it out of reach for most people. So even the Model 3, that is also an amazing car, still in the $50,000 range. So once, if you know, as more and more manufacturers enter the space and it gets more and more competitive, that's going to drive prices down, just like it does with everything. But I do want to let people know that you know, one of the great things about electric cars and solar, of course, is that electric cars can be like the perfect starter car for a teenager. My daughter, for example, when she turned 16, we gave her a Nissan Leaf that was about 3 years old, and we got it for under $10,000, and it looked brand new, worked brand new. And 3 years later, she's still driving it. It has about 70 miles of range, which is great for a teenager. She has never had to go to the gas station except maybe to put air in the tires. And the insurance has been lower. And if you're a parent of a teen driver, this should really get your attention. The electric cars, because there's so few things that can go wrong and the range is not very large, that the insurance is about 10 to 15% lower than with a comparable internal combustion engine car. So we think it's, you know, there's really no downside for going electric, you know, plus all the environmental side, the political side of having an electric car. Even if one car in the family is electric, it's great for getting around town. And I'm saying, when I said the getting around town car, that's the 70 mile range car is great. I have heard many manufacturers that are coming out with a pickup truck version that is electric. So I think I wouldn't say we're in the Model T stage anymore with electric cars, but we're certainly not in, it's not a mature industry. So there's plenty more to come. And of course, with electric cars, we want to make sure that people have enough solar power to essentially generate the electricity that is put back into the grid, and then the customer is charging up at night, so they're pulling out of the grid when they're charging up. But with enough solar panels, they can essentially, you know, indirectly charge their car using solar. Our newest inverters that are made by SolarEdge, they do have an electric vehicle charger built in, which is kind of fun as well. And it will operate as an EV charger and a solar inverter at the same time. We're just experimenting with them now. Our hesitation was it would be something else for us to service. If somebody's not able to charge their car, that's a major emergency compared to if their solar inverter had an AC issue, you know, a PG&E power surge or something like that. So anyway, that's our episode. If you have any questions, feedback, or anything else, we'd love to hear it. My wife tells me to listen back to the podcast, so I certainly will listen back to this one, and we appreciate your feedback. Feel free to email us at straighttalk@solarharmonics.com. Visit us on our Facebook page, straighttalk@solarharmonics.com. And if you wouldn't mind leaving us a quick review or rating on iTunes, that would be awesome as well. So we'll talk to you next week, and we appreciate the listen. Have a great day.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com, and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.